Hello, guys, and welcome to the Inside Performance Podcast. It is fantastic to be back with you guys. My name is Adam Ash, and we are joined today with my co-host, Grayson Hart. We are both really excited to be back with you guys. It's been a little bit of time since we last spoke. Grayson and I have come up with this new podcast that we want to push forward and put some great content out on, but we're looking forward to seeing where this takes us. We're going to just go with the flow here. I'm probably going to trip up over my words a few times, but that's cool. Grayson, how are you?
Adam Ash, a.k.a. Big Chap. Good to bloody be here, mate. I'm very well. I'm surprised you're still awake. It's 4:45 on a Thursday. Oh, it's because you've got a week off. I was going to say, when I was at Glasgow Warriors during preseason, I was sleeping by about 5 p.m. because it was that hard, but it's good to see you got a bit of downtime, mate. You're looking fresh.
Yeah, I've had a good week off. It's, as you say, it's a hard slog up here in the Warrior setup. We do pretty tough pre-seasons, and it's been really good. I've been enjoying it. I think it's how far are we into it now? That's us done 6 weeks of pre-season with a couple of weeks off in between. And yeah, bloody hell, the body's feeling fresh, I'll tell you. I'm feeling good. I'm raring to go.
Well, mate, I could almost guarantee you that a byproduct of your freshness is probably a byproduct of understanding that no matter how physically drained you are, you're only ever feeling the energy of thought in the moment. And how refreshing is that?
That is a great point, by the way, because how helpful is it to know that going into so-called extremely physically demanding session or into, like, say, 6 weeks ago, looking forward into preseason, knowing it's going to be tough, knowing that we're only going to have an experience of our own thinking the whole time, that's all you're up against.
Yeah.
Which at times can obviously seem so real and you can be ready to throw the towel in and you've had enough, you know. That can be what it seems like. And then at other opposite end of the spectrum where you're working so hard, but it feels effortless. Mm. Like you're running about on the pitch. And it's funny because we get GPS stats after every training session. And what's been funny to see is that, you know, sometimes I look at the stats after a training session and my meters and acceleration meters and overall distance might be sitting about average in the table, but the session felt horrendous. Mm. And then compare that to like another day where my meters are really high and by looking at the stats, I've been working a lot harder, but it felt like I wasn't working hard. It felt effortless.
Yeah.
That is a reflection of where I was at when I was doing exercise. And that's helpful to understand that. And that's really what we're talking about here.
It sounds simple, but it's honestly been the most helpful thing that I've ever seen in my life. And and the funny thing is we all already have it. We already know it. It's just an innocent misunderstanding has been in the way of us seeing that. And I think that is the reason for us doing this podcast and sharing this is that, like, dude, we didn't plan for this. We just were hugely impacted by coming to see the inside-out nature of the human experience. And we've just felt drawn to letting everyone know that, man, there is an understanding of the mind that clears up the truth of how we work. And understanding that has profound implications. We no longer need to constantly fall for the illusion that we're victims to the outside world, that what we feel comes from circumstances. It's quite funny that you spoke just then about, like, one day you can feel horrendous and the next day the session's probably a lot harder, your meters are way higher, the stats will show you working a lot harder, but your feeling in that moment of that training was easy. And I was chatting to a teammate of mine today at my new club who's really interested in this understanding, and I used the example, like, what we experience, our feeling and our experience of anything moment to moment is a projection of thought in the moment. And I spoke about, like, one day, for example, we can be on a beach. Let's use Bali, for example. I was there just a few weeks ago with my new wife, Chelsea.
Congratulations.
Thank you, mate. It was a bloody good time. But so let's use Bali for an example. You can be on the beach and you're naturally, without trying, you're just seeing life clearly. You're feeling thought in the moment, but your system of the mind is clear. You're looking out and your thought generated reality is seeing life as it is. You're seeing a beautiful beach. You're loving it. The people are lovely. There's nowhere else you'd rather be. Let's say the next day you're at the exact same beach. And part of being human is we're going to move between seeing life clearly and seeing it from misunderstanding or clutter. We're human. It's going to happen no matter who you are. In that moment of misunderstanding, when I say misunderstanding, I would say the misunderstanding is that what we feel comes from outside of us, from anything outside of us. So in that moment of misunderstanding,
and when you say us, what do you mean? Just to clear that up, when we feel anything outside of us, you're not talking about the personality, or you're not talking about... Can you delve a little bit more into that?
Yeah, so that's a good question. Thanks for asking that. When I say outside of us, what I mean is, when I say outside, I'm saying when it seems that we are feeling anything other than a universal energy, which we'll call thought, which is a 100% neutral, creative energy behind our experience. It's what allows us to see life. It's what allows us to have content of thought for our intellect to operate. There's a universal energy behind our experience. Mm-hmm. And so we can be sitting on that beach and the system's cluttered. We're not quite seeing life clearly. There's a whole lot of thinking going on in our heads. And then that same beach that we experience through our thought-generated reality, which the day before seemed absolutely beautiful, that can seem like the cause of what's pissing us off. Mm-hmm. You know, you can start seeing that beach now and be like, oh, I wish the tide was a bit higher, or oh, the sand's terrible, or look at the rubbish. Or
oh, these guys next to me are too close to me. They need to move their towels along.
Yeah. And it's amazing to know, and it's a game changer in my experience to know that that's going to happen at times, and it's going to seem that way, that those external things are what are causing your feeling. But in that moment, the fact that you're a human is the fact that you're going to at times seem, it's going to seem like something out there is causing your feeling, something other than the energy of thought is creating your feeling. And when that's the case, we get a lot of content going on in our head telling us what it is, and that's going to happen. But when we know within the fact that we feel thought in the moment, it allows us to navigate all that clutter. And then before we know it, without even trying to do anything, we're sitting on that beach, like absolutely loving it, thinking it's the most beautiful place in the world.
Yeah. And we can go from that, you know, busy-minded, cluttered, to, you know, a completely different almost reality as our thinking changes form. And that's really the essence of what we point to with this understanding, is that we have an inbuilt system that is constantly changing forms, and it's a system that is ebbing and flowing with our thinking as we learn, or as we begin to understand where our experience is coming from, in truth where it can come from and where it's not coming from. We begin to get less caught up in looking outside to where it's not coming from, if you know what I mean. And it will, of course, at times happen. You know, we all get caught up in getting angry, or, you know, thinking that situations are the cause of why we feel a certain way, but it never is. Mm. Because here's the thing, if anything other than our own thinking could cause us to feel a certain way, that would be 100% of the time, and it would be the same for everyone, and it would be the same for ourselves in that situation twice. But we know it's not. We know it doesn't work like that. You know, how many situations have you been in, say, even if you use rugby, for example, before a rugby game, a lot of people tend to feel nervous. Some people can even feel sick. But we can guarantee that it's not 100% of the time you feel the same way. And what that tells us is that it's not the circumstance or the future that's causing that feeling. Mm-hmm. And that's extremely... As Grayson said, it's the biggest, most influential thing that he's come to realize in his life. And I've got to say, I'm the same. And yeah, we hope to hopefully be able to describe this understanding to you guys to the best of our ability, because we've seen the benefits ourselves of realizing this nature, this true nature of how the mind works. And it will explain itself to you, won't it? You know, it kind of seems to be, when something's true, you don't have to try and figure it out. It will figure itself out for you. And I guess, as Grayson and I see it, our job is just to point people in the direction of what's true and away from what's not true. And when we can wake up to that, we wake up to resilience. We wake up to the fact that we are whole and we were born whole and nothing can psychologically damage us. And we're passionate about that. So,
yeah, mate, like that's a great point. Like, obviously this is a podcast. This is two dudes talking about an understanding of the mind. I think it's really helpful. And in my own experience of coming to see this understanding unfold from within in myself, is when you're, say, listening to Adam and I or anyone sharing and speaking about this understanding of the mind, there's nothing that you need to analyze, or there's no information that you need to remember or keep on board. We're pointing to something that's a constant that you already have, that's already the design to your system. It's how we work as human beings. And for a long time, the society, and you know, still to the mainstream of society that we're in, this is a new understanding in terms of the way it's articulated. But it's not new in regards to the fact of this is how humans have worked from before the beginning of time. So there's no information or new concepts or techniques or ideas that you need to try remember or take on board. What we're doing is, by pointing to the fact of how we do work from the inside out, what will naturally happen is, when you insightfully see how your system already truly works, it allows a lot of misunderstanding and conditioned thinking and clutter to fall away. And innocently, that misunderstanding and clutter is what was getting in the way of how our system works and operates at its absolute best. And that clutter falls away by intuitively knowing that 100% of the time our experience is coming from within via thought in the moment, which is an energy. I call it thought, call it what you want. It's a universal energy that creates our experience. That's what we live in the feeling of 100% of the time. And just knowing that allows us to live in clarity. And in fact, just know that we always have whatever it takes to perform in life, in any area of life. And I guess that word perform leads us nicely into our new title, Inside Performance. And we just wanted to, because obviously this is a fresh new podcast, and we wanted to tie everything that, like Adam and I wanted to tie everything that we're doing under one banner. So we chosen the name Inside Performance. As a lot of you guys know, we do like live events, do like one-to-one coaching. We work with businesses and other organizations. So we thought it would be not like tidier to just tie it up under one banner, Inside Performance. And I'll let you sort of maybe give a brief description of why we've gone for that name, Adam.
Yeah, well, I guess I'll probably start by saying that for people that are looking in, and us being athletes, people might, I guess, assume when we talk about Inside Performance podcast, we're talking about things that we can do in order to perform in sport, or, you know, like talking about this understanding of the mind in order to enhance sport and performance. But what we're pointing to here goes way beyond the things in which each and every single one of us gets up to in life. It goes way beyond that. And it cuts to the core of really how we show up in every minute of life and the logic behind where that comes from. And what we've seen is that through understanding the inside out nature of experience, we begin to actually show up differently in life. We begin to be more of ourselves, whoever that is. You know, we begin to be more of that thing that's constantly, transiently changing every second and every minute. We begin to be more of that thing that's coming through us, the life force, the energy. And really, that's what we're talking about when we talk about performance. We talk about bringing out the best in each other and really living from that energized space, that it doesn't matter your state of mind. When you understand the inside out nature of life, you tend to just get less caught up in how it is you feel or what it is you're thinking about, because it doesn't really have a grasp. It doesn't come with the punch that it once did when it seemed like the world was coming at us. From what we've seen, you seem to show up differently in life, and it's one thing that I've certainly picked up from you, Grayson, is you you show up differently than you used to, and it's I guess you're a walking, talking man who's shown the impact of how this can unfold in people's life, and you see it with many other people. You know, I think it was our friend and colleague Garrett Kramer once said that there's a few telltale signs to whether or not someone kind of gets the inside out nature of the mind, and quite often people tend to be quite authentic or quite almost weird, different, strange, but quite comfortable with it. And I can certainly see what he's pointing to when he says that, because for me, the way it seems to me is I've certainly got a lot more comfortable in my skin, and it seems like that's the case with you as well. And that can be quite a nice thing to experience, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, mate, isn't it? It's just freeing to know where your feelings are arising from and where your experience is coming from. Like, yeah, we're individuals, but we're not trying to be ourselves. You know, like, there's no trying. Like, everyone's always doing their best. But from misunderstanding of where my experience was coming from in the past, I used to feel self-conscious a lot of the time. Because I used to think people were thinking about me or talking about me or whatever. And then I would innocently believe that thinking I was having was real, that I was feeling people thinking or talking about me.
And that could harm you, and that could have a causal effect on the way that you feel in life.
Yeah. And of course, like we will allude to probably so many times, we're human. So I'm not saying that never happens to me. It does. There's times where I feel insecure or I have thinking that people are talking about me or calling me weird or whatever. But then what this coming to understand how we truly work has done is, in those moments of insecurity, a small momentary insight will come to me and tell me, and it comes from within. It's not my intellect telling me. It's just a knowing. Sometimes it's not even content of thinking. It's just a knowing that it doesn't work that way. What you're feeling right now has nothing to do with these people or what you're thinking about. You're feeling thought in the moment, and in this moment it's taking form and you're feeling slightly insecure. And that's okay. It's got nothing to do with what you're thinking about. And in fact, it's impossible for people talking about you, even if they were talking about you, which they probably weren't, it's impossible for them to cause a feeling within you. And that has been profound. Like, that's allowed me to just be absolutely grand with who I am without trying to be any which particular way. And it's just funny because, you know, you've mentioned it, that you've seen that in me, because I've not even thought of that. Like, you know, but now that you say it, it's like, wow, yeah, I don't take things too seriously. And then sometimes I do, but I'm always living in the feeling of thought, and I'm doing what makes sense to me in the moment without analyzing myself, you know? And it really, really is liberating, because I know from a place of less clarity around how we work, from being caught a lot of the time previously in the outside in illusion, I was insecure a lot of the time, you know? And then you'd almost compound that by trying to be yourself, because there's no trying involved when you're being yourself. It just is. And yeah, it's cool. And the same with you, mate. Like, it's been really cool to see that just okayness with whatever situation. It's freeing, it's liberating. And I don't even really use that word often, but just come to think of it now, like, it really is.
Yeah, it's so true. And I mean, in terms of, we might want to wrap it up soon. Gee, you're in London now, aren't you? You wanna speak a little bit about that?
Yeah, through here in London now. It's been cool. We're loving it, Chelsea and I, and little Artie boy, the dog. So yeah, at the new club at Ealing Trailfinders, and loving that. It's been good.
How's it all going? How's pre-season been? Are you looking forward to it all kind of kicking off?
Yeah, it's cool. It's been a good pre-season. Like, it's been a good balance. Like, we've worked hard, but the balance between obviously working hard and sort of keeping mentally fresh as well. So, like, the days are nice and efficient and productive, which is cool. Great bunch of dudes, and been having a lot of cool conversations around this understanding, which has been cool. Like, a lot of guys curious and dudes resonating with what it is. And got a live event coming up. Yeah. With a good bloke that we both know, Adam, Nick Bottini, who...
The sax player.
Yeah, professional musician. And he's a coach, consultant, facilitator of this Inside Out Understanding. That's what he does for a living. And just an all-round, like, awesome dude. He's got a book coming out soon also around this understanding and sort of how it ties into peak performance and music and just life. So 3rd of September, we're doing that one day, Sunday 3rd of September, one day live event. It's based in Ealing, and there'll be a small fee. We haven't finalized the booking, but it'll be like, you know, 30, 40 pounds, something like that. And like, Adam, you and I, we've done some pretty cool events and been able to really connect with some people who we've become quite close with and we call friends now. And it's just like, we love sharing this, don't we? So it's cool, and I've really enjoyed the days you and I have had. So it's going to be a cool experience doing something alongside Nick, and we're hoping that you might be able to make it along if your schedule depending on that as well, Adam.
Yeah, we'll wait and see. Obviously, the kind of league fixtures are still to be confirmed, and, you know, the news coming out about the South African teams joining the league. So, yeah, well, that'll be out in a while, and we can obviously sort that around that. But, yeah, I'm sure it'll be a great event. And, you know, I've met Nick. Met him when I was down in London a couple of months back, and he's a lovely guy. And I think you're right, it's going to be a fantastic event facilitating alongside him. So
yeah,
if anyone's down there, I'm sure I can highly recommend to get along to that and join Grayson and Nick on the day. But yeah, apart from that, I think it's about time to wrap it up,
mate. Absolutely, it's been good to get back in the podcast game, mate. Let's get this up there.
I know, yeah. Totally. And I'm looking forward to seeing where this goes. And
yeah,
it's just fun, you know, like having conversations like this. It's just us, you know, like it's literally what we find ourselves doing, you know, when we're with each other or even other times, you know, as you're down in London over the internet. So I hope that people, you know, find it helpful or interesting. And
one of the questions, Adam, is like, people say to us, well, how do I come to see this more deeply, more clearly? And like we always say, there's no doing, there's no techniques, there's no more information you need to know. But in both of our experiences, being involved in conversations where you're just curiously looking and reflecting upon where your experience arises from moment to moment. Because as we've said, this is a knowing that we all already have within. And there's varying levels of misunderstanding that different human beings are in, that maybe clouds people from the true clarity, the wisdom, the inner peace, the love that really is our true essence. And these conversations and reflecting upon how we truly work are, in my eyes, the greatest way to clear up that clutter and allow it to fall away. Because we know it. And when you look in this direction, the knowing comes through, shines through. It's like the sun behind the clouds, you know? It's always there. It's always there. It's always there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really well put. Conversations are, people go and read books and conversations, listen to conversations and whatever you want, you know, but what you're looking for will come from within you. And I think that's a really good way to put it, is just be curious and listen and see what comes to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just know, man, just know, like, every feeling state is okay. You're always okay. Your love, your wisdom, your true nature, your well-being, they're constant. They're always there. Just know that they're there and allow the system to run its course. And when we don't get in the way, it always returns to clarity, we always see life as it truly is, and that, and we know we work from the inside out. So yeah, well, as we always say as well, like, always please feel free to get in touch with either of us, Adam Ash on Facebook, Grayson Hart Facebook, or same both of us on Twitter. Please feel free to get in touch, and we'll have a business emails up soon as well. So we're always, always more than happy to have a chat with anyone around this stuff. So yeah.
Yeah, well said. But yeah, awesome. Right. We'll speak to you soon, Grace, and everybody take care, and we'll see you all soon.
Alrighty, big boy. See you soon.
See ya.